Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Get That Job. The Quick and Complete Guide to a Winning Interview, second edition by Thea Kelly, is a practical handbook for job seekers who want to interview with clarity, confidence, and strategy. Rather than treating the interview as a vague test of personality, the book frames it as a learnable process with predictable patterns, common question types, and skills you can rehearse. It guides readers through the full arc of interview preparation, from researching the employer and defining your value to delivering strong answers under pressure. The second edition updates the approach for modern hiring realities such as screening calls, video interviews, and faster decision cycles. Kelly's focus is on helping candidates communicate competence and fit, especially when the stakes feel high or the role is competitive. The book aims to be both fast to use and comprehensive, offering structured guidance, examples of what to emphasize, and tactics for handling difficult moments so you can present yourself as the obvious choice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, treating the interview as a performance you can prepare for. A central idea in the book is that great interviews are built, not improvised. Instead of relying on personality or luck, the reader is encouraged to approach interviewing like a performance with preparation, practice, and a plan for each stage. That starts with understanding the employer, the role objectives, the team context, and the problems the company needs solved. From there, the candidate defines a clear message about who they are professionally and what results they deliver. The book emphasizes rehearsal because most candidates know their experience but struggle to present it crisply in real time. By practicing out loud, refining wording, and anticipating follow-ups, you reduce rambling and increase impact. The preparation mindset also helps with nerves. When you have a structured plan and rehearsed examples, anxiety becomes more manageable because you are not searching for answers under pressure. The book positions preparation as the difference between sounding competent and sounding compelling, especially when interviewers compare several qualified people. It also reinforces that preparation is not memorizing scripts. It is building flexible talking points that can adapt to different questions, formats, and interviewers. Secondly, building a persuasive value story with proof from your experience. The guide focuses on helping you translate your background into a value story that is easy for interviewers to remember and repeat. Many candidates describe duties, but employers hire for outcomes. The book pushes readers to choose a few core strengths that match the job and support them with concrete evidence, accomplishments, measurable improvements, and examples of ownership. That means selecting stories that show problem-solving, collaboration, leadership, and reliability, while also fitting the level of the role. The approach often resembles a simple narrative structure: what the situation was, what you did, and what changed because of it. This keeps answers organized and reduces the risk of being vague. The value story also clarifies positioning when your experience is non-traditional or spans multiple functions. Instead of listing every capability, the reader learns to curate examples that align with the employer's priorities. Another key element is consistency. If your resume, opening pitch, and answers all reinforce the same few strengths, you appear focused and credible. The book highlights that persuasion in interviews is rarely about saying more. It is about choosing better evidence and delivering it with confident structure so interviewers can connect you directly to the results they want. Thirdly, mastering the most common questions and the logic behind them. The book breaks down interview questions into recognizable categories and explains what interviewers are really trying to learn. Classic prompts such as, "Tell me about yourself," "Why this role?" "What are your strengths and weaknesses?" and "Why are you leaving?" can feel repetitive, but they are asked because they reveal motivation, judgment, and communication skill. The guide helps readers avoid generic answers by matching each question to a specific objective and crafting a response that fits that objective. For example, an opening answer is treated as a short professional summary that highlights role-relevant strengths rather than a chronological life story. Motivation questions are framed as a test of fit and readiness, not flattery. Behavioral questions are treated as a way to forecast future performance based on past decisions. The book also addresses question pacing, giving enough context to be clear but moving quickly to actions and outcomes. It encourages preparing a library of adaptable stories so you are not caught off guard by variations. By understanding the logic behind questions, the reader can stay composed, respond with structure, and handle curveballs without sounding defensive or scattered. The result is a more polished and convincing interview presence. Fourthly, handling tough situations, mistakes, and potential red flags. Many interview guides focus on ideal scenarios, but this book pays attention to uncomfortable moments that can derail a candidate. It offers strategies for addressing weaknesses, gaps, job changes, limited experience, or past conflicts without oversharing or sounding evasive. The emphasis is on honest framing. Acknowledge the issue briefly, explain what you learned or how you improved, and pivot to evidence of current capability. For example, a weakness answer should not be a confession or a disguised strength. It should show self-awareness and a practical improvement plan. For gaps or transitions, the reader is guided to present a coherent narrative that protects credibility and signals forward momentum. The book also helps candidates manage unexpected questions, interruptions, and pressure tactics by keeping composure and returning to prepared themes. Another challenge is handling mistakes in the interview itself. Instead of panicking, candidates can correct a detail, clarify an answer, or reset with a concise follow-up. By preparing for these moments in advance, the reader reduces the fear of being judged for imperfection. The overall message is that tough topics are not automatic deal breakers if you control the framing and keep the focus on readiness, reliability, and results. Lastly, executing the full interview process from first contact to follow-up, the guide treats interviewing as a process that includes more than the meeting itself. It addresses preparation for different formats, including phone screens, video interviews, and multi-interviewer panels, where energy, clarity, and logistics matter. Readers learn to make strong first impressions through punctuality, professional setup, and an opening that immediately communicates fit. The book also highlights the importance of asking smart questions, not as a formality, but as a way to demonstrate judgment and to gather information that helps you choose wisely. Well-chosen questions can show you understand the role, care about performance expectations, and think like a contributor. In addition, the book discusses how to close the interview effectively by restating interest, summarizing fit, and clarifying next steps. Follow-up is treated as a strategic moment to reinforce your candidacy, address any lingering concerns, and keep momentum without being intrusive. Throughout this end-to-end approach, the reader is encouraged to stay consistent. The same strengths and proof points should appear across conversations with recruiters, hiring managers, and teammates. By managing the whole process, candidates improve not only how they perform, but also how they are perceived and remembered in a competitive shortlist. In conclusion, this book is best for job seekers who want a reliable interview framework rather than vague encouragement, including new graduates, career changers, returning professionals, and experienced candidates competing for selective roles. It is especially helpful for anyone who knows they are qualified but struggles to communicate that value under pressure. The benefit to your life is straightforward. Stronger interviews lead to better offers, faster transitions, and more choice about the work you do. Beyond landing a job, the structure in the book improves self-presentation skills that carry into performance reviews, internal promotions, and high-stakes conversations. Compared to many interview books that recycle generic advice, Get That Job stands out for its practical orientation and focus on preparation that produces results. It emphasizes building a coherent value story, rehearsing adaptable examples, and understanding what interviewers are truly evaluating. That makes the guidance usable across industries and seniority levels without requiring a one-size-fits-all script. If you want a quick but complete system you can apply immediately, this book is worth buying because it helps you turn experience into persuasive answers, handle difficult questions with confidence, and navigate the entire process from first screen to follow-up with professional control. If you would like to support Thea Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.